to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church on this, the second day of Christmas. Merry Christmas. Today is our Lessons and Carols service. This is one of my favorite services of the whole year because one of the things that we are called to do as the people of God is to worship God. And one of the ways that we know how to do that best is through song. And so today we're going to hear different parts of the Christmas story throughout Scripture and sing hymns that help us tell that story. Since there are just a few of us this morning, you're going to have to sing really loud. So take some deep breaths and project. I have a few cards that we've received recently that I want to read aloud. From Amy Coltrane, Jan Watkins' daughter, thank you for all the blessings and comfort with your gift of the prayer shawl. Sincerely, Amy Coltrane. From Lisa McLean Smith, dear church family, there is nothing more peaceful than to feel the warmth and love as I wrap the lovely prayer shawl around my shoulders. It has been over 30 years since I served on a ship overseas in the Gulf War, and the gratitude and recognition still evokes true emotion. Bless the hands that crafted it, bless the buyer of the yarn, and bless each and every one of you who laid hands on it and said a prayer. The author Claudia Pemberton wrote, "America without her soldiers is like a God without his angels. Holly Grove Lutheran Church is full of angels." Peace be with you all, Lisa McLean Smith. And from Raven and Tim Hilton, thank you for all of your prayers and support through Tim's dialysis and transplant. His transplant was a miracle to us, and we know that God heard all of your prayers. Love, Raven and Tim. One quick announcement, there will be no Bible study this Tuesday. The office hours are going to be a little more sporadic as Latifah is off this week and I will be working primarily from home. We have a few birthdays this week. Jean Queen, John Lohr, and Elisa Summer. Anniversaries, Frank and Janine Hamilton, and Kara and Norris Feeney. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We weren't sure if we would have enough communion elements to have communion this morning. Over the last couple of weeks, we've used far more elements than we had anticipated, and with so many churches wanting to have communion on Christmas Eve, there's a bit of a supply shortage. But we do have enough elements, so although communion is not listed in the bulletin, we will have communion, and I just want to make sure everybody has communion elements before the service starts. If you don't, raise your hand, and one of the ushers can bring them to you. Okay, Minnie has an extra if somebody needs it. Okay. One final word. There are two familiar hymns in our service today, Away in a Manger and Crown Him with Many Crowns. But the lyrics are listed in the bulletin because the lyrics are different than the ones that we are typically accustomed to, but I think you'll find them really meaningful and powerful. Let us now worship our newborn King.
Thank you.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. We have beheld Christ's glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. In the Word was life, and the life was the light of all people. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled us with the new light of the Word who became flesh and lived among us. Let the light of our faith shine in all we do. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our first lesson is from the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Micah, the 5th chapter. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our third lesson is from the book of Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The fourth lesson comes from Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius, the governor of Syria, all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
the second chapter. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When angels had left them and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The sixth lesson is from the second chapter of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for it was so had been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our seventh lesson is from the book of John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Blessed are you, Prince of Peace. You rule the earth with truth and justice. Send your gift of peace to all nations of the world. Blessed are you, Son of Mary. You share our humanity. Have mercy on the sick, the dying, and all who suffer this day. Blessed are you, Son of God. You dwell among us as the Word made flesh. Reveal yourself to us in word and sacrament, that we may bear your light to all the world. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. Good and loving God, we rejoice at the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be a blessing for others. With all the earth and heaven, we shout for joy for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come and see what God makes known for you. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given and shed for you. The body of Christ given for you, and the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, wondrous God, for Jesus. God with us, in these gifts of bread and wine, we have shared this feast of love. Strengthen us to share your love with all the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Now, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.